Hello.
Okay. Hello. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. How are you?
I'm fine.
And good morning, everybody. Morning. Good morning. What time is it right now? It's 9:15 a.m.
If it was PM, I'd be asleep right now. Okay, how are
Well,
you?
yeah, that's
How
true.
are you? You've been diagnosed with something, and I want to talk about it.
Oh my God. I can't remember because can we tell everybody that we did a podcast, but then it didn't record and it was
Well,
a.
it recorded just fine. The problem
Oh,
was that I
right.
only had myself and you only had yourself, which is kind of what it's supposed to do. So I'm supposed to get a recording with both of us and then one with just me, and you're supposed to send me yours with just you. Except this time I only got me and you only got you, and then I don't know what happened from there on your side. Something bad
It,
happened.
ridiculous, ridiculous. Anyway, I have Graves' disease, and I know that you're pretty excited about this because it's hyperthyroidism, and I call it hyperthyroid. And you'll always correct me, going, "No, Aaron, you have Graves' disease."
Well, it sounds like super grave, you know? Sounds great.
Graves' disease. Yeah, it's fantastic.
I would
You
constantly
know
be
what?
saying that. Can I get you a shirt? Too far? Can I get you a shirt?
What would the shirt say though?
It would say, I have Graves' disease. And then on the back, it would say, it's a disease.
I
What do you think?
have Graves' disease. What's your excuse?
Oh, yeah. That
That's
sounds
a good
great.
one
So how
too.
has this impacted your everyday life?
I'm tired, but like where's that coming from? Don't know if that's coming from it or menopause or perimenopause or whatever the fuck we're going through.
I know.
Anyway,
I know.
yeah, I'm tired. I take a pill. I get my blood work done once a month. Sometimes go for an ultrasound. That's fun. Yeah.
It's well, you need more to do. You're not busy
Right.
enough, I think.
No, I'm really not, but the life of a single spinster with a cat.
Now you're barren and you have a disease.
Right.
You should put that
Right.
on your dating profile. Can we start you a dating profile?
Oh, hell no. Been there, done that. Don't have a t-shirt. Don't want to do it again.
Yeah, I couldn't date that way. I always say, like, if I end up alone, which I mean, at some point I will. I hope it's alone in the grave, but either way, I would never, I think I would just die alone. I don't think I'd ever want to date again, ever, because it
You know
sounds
what?
awful.
It's yeah, it's you know what? Like it, I think I'm an acquired taste, I think.
Aren't we
Like
all?
I don't well, yeah. I think it's also too like you have to get to know me. I don't give out good first impressions because generally I'm kind of shy at first. I'm kind of shy around people I don't know, period. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
Like just the anxiety of exchanging information. They're looking at photos of you, and then you have to meet like that. The feeling of walking into that restaurant and to meet them, or like a coffee shop or whatever, it's enough to turn me off. Like that anxiety and the anticipation, and like they're going to be judging you on your physicality more than anything
Right,
else. Well,
right.
I would be dating a woman, so it'd be slightly, they'd be more forgiving, I think, than a. Not that you're not cute. You're super cute. You were super, super duper cute. I'm not saying that. I just mean like my own insecurities. I wouldn't want it. That would just feel terrible.
Oh no. Like I mean that's believe me. I it's the exact same thing, just a guy. And it's just oh my God, it's the thought of it right now is actually making me kind of anxious. Like, okay, I don't take good pictures. A, I'm not photogenic, and B, I have this thing that I can't try to look nice. I try to look stupid.
I love that.
Like
That's great. See,
any
that would sell
picture.
me. If I were a dude, I'd be like, yeah, that's awesome. I want that. Not the fucking duck face, like filtered beyond all recognition. That's not attractive at all, I don't think.
Oh God, it's so, but like to put yourself out there like that, I don't like it at all. Oh my God. Like, oh God. Okay, so not gonna do that anymore.
Okay,
So
yeah.
pretty much it's like alone. And that's fine. I'm fine with that. Everything's fine. It's fine.
Well,
Anyway.
I think that's an appealing venture. Then I've been on TikTok a lot. Okay. There's a whole group of women that are like, yeah, no, you know what? I'll clean up after myself. I will cook for myself. I will do for myself. Because I saw this weird stat that like if women in marriages get diagnosed with some kind of cancer, they actually will warn them that their marriage or relationship may fail because of the pressure of it. Like there are a lot of men that see someone that needs a caregiver and they're like, ooh. Hashtag not all men, but it is a thing. And I thought that's like if it's not in sickness and in health, or not in sickness and my health, I'm out. Like Sarah would never ditch me for cancer.
Oh my God, no.
I
No.
don't know. She
And you
wouldn't.
would and the same way around for you as well, like for her with you.
Oh yeah, I'd be
Like
making like
you
chicken
like
noodle
you
soup. You know, whatever else cancer things are supposed to happen. Like okay, here's what I did on my time off. We both had a week off and I'd like to compare notes. I'm gonna do it very brief. I cleaned out my
Oh
mom's house.
my
I neglected
God.
my own house and I went there Friday and my sister had bought a whole tray of chicken wings that she got on a super screaming good deal at Costco. They were priced for drumsticks, not wings. Wings are way more expensive. Like by like drums are cheaper by half. This is super boring. Anyway, I got the chicken wings and my mom can't have salt, right? And my sister and my niece were making like a kind of like a soy ginger chicken wing thing. Well, I was making it. It was their idea. And I go to open the barbecue and I grab the handle and I see a squirrel run out and I'm like, "Oh God, no, please, God, no, please." And I was scared to open the barbecue and I called my sister and my niece over. I'm like, "I just need moral support and then just stand here with me. Like, I don't need you to do anything, but just st so they both stand there as far away from the barbecue as they can. And then I go to open the lid and like a napkin flew out. And then they both went, ah! And I was like, fucking not helpful. Okay. I'm like, I'm gonna scream by myself. And meanwhile, this squirrel is just pacing on the fence right behind the barbecue. It's like, oh my God, oh my God, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get out. Don't
Oh.
touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. And then Coco Stanley comes outside and he's like barking up a storm and he runs and he chases the squirrel off. I open the thing up and there is a toaster-sized fucking nest in there. Like it had grass, it had napkins, it had yarn, it had like a mop string. It was fully decorated. It was
Oh.
huge, and like beautiful. Like if I were a squirrel, I'd be like, oh my God, this is where I want to spend my winter. And then it's just standing there in the tree now, squawking, looking at me, and I'm like, fuck, I hope there's no babies in here. I cannot take this thing out if there's babies in here. There weren't any. Threw it in the garbage. And then about an hour later, the squirrel comes back and it stands on the side of the barbecue. And they have those little hands, right? So it's like rubbing its little hands together and looked so worried because the barbecue is now on because I've got it set to fucking Auschwitz
Kill
just wait,
whatever.
yeah, to get all the germs out. Sorry, that was inappropriate. But it
Jesus
was like wringing its little
Christ.
hands, like looking at its former home that had been destroyed. Anyway, it was really
Okay, the
sad.
fact that you threw it out though, like, could you have not put it somewhere else?
Oh my God, that didn't,
That didn't occur to you?
that never occurred to me. No.
Okay, but you're watching it wringing its hands beside the barbecue.
Well, after I had thrown it out, it didn't, that never occurred to me to put that anywhere else.
Oh my God. See, like, this is the thing is, like,
I could have done that.
I'm listening to the story going, oh my God, oh my God, she threw it out. She threw it out. I understand why you did, though. And I mean, really, like, what are
Oh
you
my
gonna
God.
do? You have Coco Stanley there.
Yeah, but I could, I that never, thank you. You know what? I needed something else to hate myself for, and I'm
Oh
really
my God, don't
glad. No,
say
it's fine.
that.
No,
Oh
it's
my
fine.
God,
No, I'm just being stupid.
because now, okay, see, that's the thing though. Now you're gonna be thinking, oh my God, I shouldn't have thrown that out. And then, oh, now I'm gonna be obsessing over, oh my God, I shouldn't have said anything because now she feels bad. And that's how we're gonna spend our day.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. Oh,
So
aren't you
yeah, and
fun?
like, what else did you do on your holidays? Like, well, we went and got lost in a city park this week.
Yeah, that
We
was
got lost a
nice.
couple of times.
Yeah,
That was
that
lovely
was
though.
nice. I had a great time. We don't often
Yes, so did I.
have
Oh no,
holidays.
we don't often actually, yeah, we actually don't often do anything, just the two of us and outside of you cooking up a storm and me
Yeah.
eating it.
Well, and you contributing to like the fun ambiance and also cleaning. Like are you on crack? Like how do you have that much? Are you faking it? Is your energy level fake? How do you do
I
it?
don't know where that comes from because I don't have any energy at home. And I think it's maybe I like take everybody else's energy and use it towards a good purpose. And then I get home and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah,
in a
my house
coma.
is fucking draining though. Like, I'm always like, well, at least we're off tomorrow, because it's a lot, you know? It's, if you're used to being by yourself with a cat, coming here is intense. Like,
Oh, well, going anywhere is intense because, everybody else has, everything else going on, right? Yeah, it is like a total difference, but I've been there before too. Like when my niece was growing up, I mean, I was over at their place all of the time. That was, my second home. And so there was always kids, there was always like all sorts of shit going on. And yeah, it's kind of crazy. And it's nice to visit, just don't know if I could live with it, right?
I get it. I get it. Everyone's really happy when we leave. A little bit of silence is good, you know?
Did you shave your legs yet?
No, that is next on my agenda. I've
Okay.
got 4 loaves of bread I'm gonna bake. I did all the laundry. It's all folded. It's all put away as of right exactly now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I'm gonna shower and shave my legs because you know what? It's short season. This is my favorite time of year when people are, it's like wish I had your job season.
Yes,
That's my favorite. I love
yes.
it so much.
Yeah, because they never say it to us in the winter.
No.
Ever.
I get a lot of, are you cold? Are you okay?
Oh, do you want to come in? Do you want to warm up?
No, stupid.
No.
No. Like, thank you, but no, you can't.
It's
Once you're
very
cold, you stay
interesting, though.
cold.
We never knew this before we started, though. Like, I thought that warming up would be a good idea. And then you realize that once you have that sort of crust of ice on you, that you're actually okay.
Yeah, you're insulated. I don't know. It's been a good winter. It's hard to complain about this last one,
Oh,
and it
yeah.
ended pretty well too.
Let's talk about. Oh, you know what? Knock on wood. It's April. We can still get some shit.
Oh yeah, I could snow for sure. It's not going
Knock
to
on
because
wood.
I've willed it
Knock on
not
wood.
to. And you've shaved your legs, so we're done with
Yes.
that.
Oh yeah. Spring is here, bitches. Okay, the eclipse is tomorrow.
Yeah, can I? Okay, I want to tell you a quick, boring story. The daycare is not walking the kids home from school tomorrow, or back to the daycare from school tomorrow because of the eclipse, and it's going to be fucking cloudy. And now I have to stress out about how the fuck I'm going to get, or how one of us is going to get to the school before it lets out to pick them up. Because, you know, we work, we have jobs, and they're not walking. And even though it's cloudy, they're still not walking.
Well, and that's the thing is that I looked this morning and it says that it's cloudy. Kind of bummed out about that because then there's not the whole like, I mean, there's one way that I'm bummed out about it because I was actually going to make like an eclipse viewer in a shoebox. And because I'm a child.
You're a curious adult.
Well, okay, so the last eclipse that we had, I was delivering to a tattoo shop and they actually had made one and offered for me to look at it, to use
Oh.
it, and it was very cool. But then anyway, I saw that it was cloudy and I'm like, oh, am I gonna even still make this now? So there's like part of me that's bummed out that it's gonna be cloudy, but then the other part that's like, okay, I'm not gonna have my brain saying to me, look in the sun, look in the sun, look at it. Look at it. Like I was even going to wear a hat with like a bill on it to keep my eyes away from looking.
I remember that. I feel the same way. It's like, don't look at that.
Right?
Don't look where? At the sun? Up there? Oh, and then permanent eye
Yes.
damage. Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Apparently, this is a pretty serious thing. I did not think it was like that big of a deal. And like, holy shit, now I'm like, schools are sending letters home. So apparently, I think it's Niagara region or Niagara Falls, because they expect to have a shit ton of people there. They've actually have a state of emergency there because there's going to be so many people.
Like that have traveled there to see it?
Yes.
By the falls kind of thing?
I guess at the falls, I don't know. I don't
Oh.
know if it's like a perfect viewing area because there's a certain sort of arc. Like we only get, I think
Oh.
we're only going to get partial, whereas they get full.
Oh, that'd be very cool.
Yeah.
Except, is it going to be cloudy there too?
Who knows, right? And I mean, yesterday it was supposed to be clear tomorrow for us, and now it's cloudy. So is that going to change too, right?
Yeah, sure, it
I
could.
don't fucking know what they're talking about.
No, they never
They
do.
should
Do
really
you
deliver. Sorry?
deliver what?
I was going to say they should really deliver mail. They're so stupid.
Hey, there's a special kind of alcoholic to be a mailman. Not just anyone can do it. Okay. Not just anyone.
Not just any monkey. Sorry, you were going to ask?
You remember the last one? When was the last one?
Well, I thought I remembered it. So, like, I remember being in a classroom. I remember it going dark outside. And, like, I remember basically, like, we could not go outside. But I thought I was in grade three, and the years don't add up. So it would have been 1979, and I would have been 4 years old. Actually, I might have been three if it was before November, right?
Yeah. Oh, we had nursery back then, though. Remember? It might have been nursery.
But I don't know. Like, I don't think I can't remember. I wouldn't be able to remember back to three, I'm sure.
Well, you're not supposed to, but who the hell knows?
But yeah, I remember something. Like, I remember it going dark. Or was this just a really elaborate dream that I remember, like, the classroom I was in. I could actually even go back to the school and point out to the classroom where I was.
Well, it seems like it was a core memory. That's what it is.
But that's the thing. That's all I sort of remember. But then you look and it just doesn't correlate with the right year. So I don't know. But I did remember Mount St. Helens?
Yeah, I think
Mount St. Helens. I remember Mount St. Helens erupting.
What do you remember?
There was ash in the air.
Fuck off. Oh yeah, my God, my there kids was are ash in the air. They've sensed just a modicum of joy, and they're fucking doing their Tom and Jerry bullshit downstairs, and Malcolm's bouncing his ball and Stella's screaming, and I just fucking hate when they do that. I just want them to shut the fuck up and sit down, you know. Like, just sorry. So where is Mount St. Helens? I don't even fucking know.
I believe
where that
it's in Oregon. Washington State.
Okay.
So I was close. And I'm going to see when it erupted. 1980. So I would have been five. And I remember it vividly.
Just ash like snow in the air?
Not like that bad, but it was very, so just imagine if we had, like, when the forest fires get really bad around here, how it goes kind of that musty kind of gray, like it's different from cloud. That's how it was, the atmosphere. And then there was like little tiny pieces of ash, like not like a snowstorm kind of ash, but like little pieces.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. I'm sure that like a lot of other people would be able to remember it too, but considering how far we are from Washington State.
Yeah.
Like that's like if it were to happen in BC, but really when you think about it, it's not that too far. Only, you know, half a country away.
Yeah. Not a big deal. And like a big country at that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. What else did you do on your holidays? You cleaned your mom's house. You did, how many loaves of bread did you make?
Not that many. And I gave most of them away.
Like, right, you gave me a loaf of bread, which was delicious.
I'm sure it's the worst thing you've ever had. No. Oh, don't try it. No, terrible. It's terrible. You hated it. No, just go on. I bet it was awful. I know.
It's so bad.
I fantasize about us starting our pizza company. I made, you know what I made that was surprisingly delicious? Was over fermented sourdough. I turned it into like Italian style pizza pops. I don't know, like just fried dough with tomatoes and cheese in it. And it was so fucking good, man.
That looked really good.
Yeah, that was, and then I can tell that my mom doesn't want to criticize me because I'm like, you know, give me some constructive criticism. At first she wouldn't eat them when they're hot because, she's just too full. It's like, yeah, okay, you know what? Wait till they're super cold and gummy. Then I want you to try it and critique me. And then she calls me an hour later. I think my sister had left because when I called her for the initial like assessment, she's like, oh, you know, that you did the best you could. They were fine. You know, everyone has their own way of doing things, which is like, it's like, no, she's got something. It's coming down the pike. I know it is. And then she calls me back and then she starts whispering. She's like, Kate, well, what I would do is I'd make them thinner. They're too thick. Okay. You got to really make the edges thinner. Like you can use a fork. You can use a rolling pin, roll the whole. And I'm just like, yeah, fuck off.
There was another thing that she said to you once that really pissed me off about like you made, oh, right. It was about your, like, about you making, like, you know, like you make all the sauce, like you go crazy with canning. And she was like, well, A, you could buy that. That's my favorite line to do with you now, is both of us say, you could buy that.
Get that at the store, like
Oh my God.
$2.
Okay, Sandra, can I talk about my loofah?
Oh yes, please, go
Okay.
ahead.
Okay, so this is fucking insane. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. It is like growing up my wall. So, okay, I have a garden plot in the city. I this year decided I want to try to grow loofah. Loofah is an edible vegetable, but it also turns into your loofah sponge. Yes, it is a plant. It's amazing. So I was like, yes, I want to try this. And actually, a guy at work is going to be helping me make a trellis for it. Like, this is a big
Oh.
production. But right now in my kitchen, it is like taking over. Like, it's going up the walls now.
Can you, okay, I'm concerned. I feel like this is concerning. Can you easily get it off the wall?
Oh yeah, it's just
Okay.
like they're gonna be tangled up within each other. That's gonna be like the big challenge. Like they don't stick to the walls. Like it's not like a Virginia creeper kind of ivy kind of thing.
Okay.
Like their tendrils, they do have tendrils, but they would curl around something like a trellis. But because I don't have a trellis on my wall, which that's an idea for next year. Kidding. Holy
Moron, I mean,
fuck.
come on.
But seriously, oh my God, it is. I live in 570 square feet. Great. It's fine for one person. Would I like a little bit more space? Absolutely. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
But like, it's kind of fucked up that right now this is in my kitchen and like, this is, yeah, it's crazy. I keep on thinking about Little Shop of Horrors, like, feed me, Seymour, feed me. And like, yeah, every time I look at them. Yeah, it's kind of insane.
What does a loofah taste like before it becomes a dry husk like our vaginas? What does it taste like?
apparently, I think like a cucumber.
Okay, I would love to see pictures of what the fruit looks like the or is the idea that you're going to just leave them to dry so that they turn into that thing?
Well, I mean, there's part of me that thinks like I want to taste one, but then the other part's like I don't want to waste it on a taste of one. Because like if I get, oh my God, if I get one, I'll be happy. But if I get more than one, I'll be ecstatic. But like they're, yeah, like I had to start these at the end of January.
Oh shit.
And like we still have probably another 2 months to go before I can actually plant them in the garden. Because it's
Well,
only April. Like
yeah,
really, it is only April.
at least one, like usually people plant May long weekend, but I've had trouble with that plenty of times. I usually plant beginning of June.
You know what? I can put my, see, most of my stuff that I put in the garden are all seeds anyway. Like I don't pre-grow a lot of things. Yeah, most of the stuff are just direct sow into the ground. But yeah, these, oh my God. I'm sorry, I just walked to my kitchen and I'm looking and it's like I hope that they don't have to come into my apartment for any reason because they'll be like, what the fuck is going on here?
They're gonna assume it's drugs. I'm gonna tell them it's poppies. You're trying to make some heroin or something. That's awesome.
Oh, it's a castor bean. I'm making ricin.
What's ricin?
Rice, you don't, okay, do you remember in Breaking Bad
Yeah.
when how the what's his name's girl died or girlfriend died?
I gotta rewatch that show. I don't
I know.
remember.
Okay, so whatchamacallit made, which see, I'm not very good with names, but yeah,
Walt?
so
Walt?
Walt made ricin. Ricin is actually made from castor beans. So you know those really tall castor bean plants that people grow for decoration?
I don't know anything about fucking plants. I'm so
Okay.
sorry. I'll
No, it's
Google it.
okay.
Okay. And is it like the fruit? Is it like the actual beans itself?
The actual bean, it's poisonous.
Oh.
And it, like it turns into ricin once you, I think that you have to like dry them out and then process them.
Jesus Christ. What are you a witch now? What the fuck is going on? How do you know all this shit?
Well, I'm sorry. I thought it was common knowledge, actually.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sandra.
Well, there's a lot I don't know. I live in a little
Okay.
cube, you know?
Right, Ricin is a poison found naturally in castor beans. If castor beans are chewed and swallowed, the released ricin can cause injury. Ricin can be made from the waste material left over from processing castor beans. It can
Okay.
be in the form of a powder, a mist, or a pellet. It can be dissolved in water or weak acid.
Like, just hypothetically, are you growing any of those beans right now? Like, just.
No,
Oh,
I,
okay.
you know what,
Okay.
honestly, it actually makes me so uncomfortable to even like look at the plants. Like I look at them thinking like people are growing these to like to be nice plants.
And murder. Some of, like, I mean, somebody, like, didn't you watch Desperate Housewives? Did I watch Desperate Housewives?
I actually didn't watch Desperate Housewives. Did you watch Desperate Housewives?
When Max was sick, I'm really weird. Like, I don't, if I'm going through a hard time, I can't watch something that I love or that I want to watch. I have to watch something that I don't have an association with. That way, when the bad thing is over, like, I don't have to worry about it. Like,
That is so interesting.
it's pretty stupid. It's like when Sarah and I broke up, like, I don't know, a million years ago, it's like we'd always watch The Office, and then whenever I heard the theme song, I couldn't watch it. I had to turn it off because it made me sad. But
Aww,
it's stupid. Anyway,
aww.
but it's a good little fucking show. It was actually pretty. I'm always surprised when I laugh at something. It was a good show. Anyway,
Oh, The
okay.
Office? I've actually never watched The Office. Okay, that is the ending. I
That's
know
it.
that.
Okay.
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 That, yeah.
Okay.
I just have
Okay.
one last question. Yeah, I know. I
Okay.
know.
Okay.
You were very
Okay.
merciful on not making fun of me at Easter
At Easter?
for saying that 8,000 times. I had only been up since 5, but I will say this, okay? I think of all of the holidays we've had you over for, all of the holidays I've ever cooked in my entire life, I think for whatever fucking reason, I think it's the fresh turkey. That's what I'm going to say. Spend a little money on a fresh turkey is worth it. That was the best turkey I have ever made, and I may never ever repeat it.
So I just have to say, like, I go over to your place for most holidays, because I really don't have any family, and like, I mean, other than my nieces, but they have their shit going on and stuff. So like, just to tell everybody, I basically go over to your house, and it's like, oh, you know, like here's you know, Sandra's family, here's Sarah's family, and Aaron.
But you add such a good energy, like such fun, and like you always have a funny story to tell. You're very helpful. You just bring like this the times that you aren't able to come, it's noticed. Like, I feel it.
Aw,
Yeah, no, for sure. I
aw,
always
like, you
prefer
know
when you
what?
come.
I just really appreciate it, but it just, you know what? It is kind of funny. You know, it is kind of funny how like just it, but anyway, I go over to your house to eat on all these holidays, and I had a point and I lost it. What the fuck?
Is it turkey related? Is it dry
Oh,
turkey related?
yes. No, not dry turkey related, but I'm always the one to carve the turkey.
Yeah, you're good at it.
I just sort of stepped up to do it. I don't know if good happens, but I like doing it. And yes, I gotta say that like when I sliced into this turkey and all the juices were flowing, oh my God, like I swear to God, you had to go for like a cold shower
I
because
was
you were pretty excited.
I was like, there, see, like, you're like, every other time, you're like, oh, it's not that dry. It's fine. No, it's great. It looks, but I was like, see that? That is what it's supposed to be like all the time. It's always supposed to be like, I don't know if I hate juicy or moist more, but I think I
Oh
hate
God.
moist more.
Oh yes. Let's say juicy.
Juicy also has a sound that I
Oh
don't like, but
yeah,
it's like the lesser known moist, It's
Oh
like moist
God.
little sister.
Oh
Anyway.
God. Moist and juicy. That's our stage names.
Moist, juicy panties. That's what
Oh, oh
we
my
should
God.
call our pizza
That's our
company.
band name. Moist, juicy
Oh,
panties. Oh God. Not a female fan anywhere.
we gotta stop there. That's too fucking funny. Okay. All right. You enjoy
Okay.
your delightful day and send
You as
prayers.